The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the crowd again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that enters one from outside can defile that person. But the things that come out from within are what defile." When he got home away from the crowd, his disciples questioned him about the parable. He said to them, "Are even you likewise without understanding? Do you not realize that everything that goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart, but the stomach, and passes out into the latrine? Thus declared all foods clean. For what comes out of the man, that is what defiles him. From within the man, from his heart, come evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, folly. All these evils come from within, and they defile." The Gospel of the Lord. One of the high points of the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius is to find God in all times, in all places, in all things, in all circumstances. As the Greek poet puts it, "In him we live and move and have our being." So those who've done the spiritual exercises and are trained in contemplative prayer, God speaks to us always. But I'd say especially in three different ways. God speaks to us through his word. What's the best definition of the Bible? The word of God. You've been listening to the word of God, and God has been speaking to you through the word of God as well as through the priest, the alter Christus, who represents Christ. But also God speaks to us through circumstances. Nothing happens by chance. God knows how many hairs are on your head. And when one falls, we can never take God by surprise. God knows everything. Past, present, and future converge in the same moment in God. But there's another way in which God speaks, and we're meditating upon it as we go from the letter of the Hebrews to the first book of the Bible, which is Genesis, meaning beginning. And we're reading through the two different accounts of creation, Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. So God speaks to us through creation. So I'm going to ask all of you today to do an exercise. Maybe do a nature walk and ask yourself, what in nature captivates you most? What in nature makes you think most about God? When we start the spiritual exercises, principle and foundation, the first meditation I give is man is created. So we're called to reflect upon creation. So all of us are challenged today to look at creation as a beautiful book that God has written for us to read. God writes in prose as well as in poetry. He writes in different languages. We have to stop and ask ourselves, what in creation really captivates us most? And never confuse that creation is not the creator, but creation flows from the bounty and goodness of the Creator Himself. So I'd like to talk about myself, what captivates me most in creation. If you ask me, I love creation, but I love the sun. It's not coming out today, but I love the sun. Even though I write basically in prose, I have a little bit of the poet within me. I love the sun. And I'll tell you why, because it makes me think about God. Literary license, the sun speaks to about the Son of God. But also think about the sun that rises. Makes me think about the Paschal mystery, that Jesus rose on the third day. So every sunrise is a mini Pascha, a mini Paschal experience. As the sun is rising, it makes me think, we as priests, when we elevate the host in the Mass, the sun is rising. We're elevating the Son of God every time we celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. We look up at the sun also. If you know basic physics that you studied in 11th grade, what does the sun have? It has two basic properties, and that would be light and heat. And that makes me think about the Holy Spirit. What does the Holy Spirit do? One of the symbols for the Holy Spirit in the Catechism of the Catholic Church is fire. What does the Holy Spirit do? He enlightens our intellect so that we can know the truth. And He sets our heart on fire with the love of God. So the sun, it really makes me think about God. And then if I can make a connection between sun and my two favorite flowers, I like the rose because that makes me think about Mary. Dante in Divine Comedy presents Mary as La Rosa Mystica. La Rosa Mystica. Mary's the mystical rose. And when we pray the rosary, we're thinking about these beautiful roses that we're giving to Mary, the Mother of God. Yesterday was Our Lady of Lourdes, right? But also I like the sunflower. I like the sunflower. Remember one occasion I returned to visit my relatives in New Hampshire and it was raining for a couple of days. And I take a walk when I'm on vacation. I'll hit the hills of New Hampshire. And I remember when I was walking once, I saw that there was an orchard of sunflowers and they look like weeping willows. They're kind of like this. Because it was raining for a couple of days. So when I came, the sun came out. It wasn't because of me, but the sun came out. And after a day, I saw the sunflowers. They were like this. What is a sunflower? You know in Spanish, it's called girasol. Girasol in Spanish is much more poetic. Girasol, if you know Spanish well, girarse is the reflective verb for turn towards. Sol is sun. So in Spanish, sunflower means turning toward the sun. It made me think, my friends, all of us are called to be human sunflowers. We're called to draw close to the Son of God, Jesus Christ. This morning and this afternoon, we're going to be placing Jesus on the altar in the monstrance. And it looks like a sunburst. It really does. The closer we get to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, present in the monstrance, the more we're going to be growing and flourishing and blossoming in our spiritual life. So I've given you somewhat of a mystical, poetic reflection this morning. I think we all have a little bit of the poet within us. We all have a little bit of the mystic within us if we practice the art of contemplation. So I'm going to ask all of you today, in all of creation, what captivates you most? What brings you closer to the Creator? You may end up by praising God for the greatness of His creation. We're seeing the beauty of God in creation right now, but one day we'll be contemplating the beauty of God face to face in the beatific vision. So let's praise God. St. Augustine says, let's praise God with our lips, but make sure that we praise God also with our lives. Amen.